Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, starts right now on Daily Tip. Presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser, and for Jenks today. And here's what's on the menu for the next hour. We'll start in college football and some of the big-time jobs that are still up for grabs. Where's Lane Kiffin going to go? And then we'll get into college hoops because we do have the State Farm Championship. Michigan State squaring off with Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. Should be a couple of good games and a great way to get your feet wet if you haven't been paying attention to college hoops. We'll give you our handicaps for both of those games. Then we go back to the NFL. It is a teaser Tuesday as I lay out my favorite teaser legs in the NFL this week. All right, PJ, so I don't peg you as somebody who watches Hallmark movies or like the equivalent of them, but like it is Hallmark movie season with all these Christmas movies where it feels like washed up actresses who star in this. But I will say, like, some of these actresses who maybe are not A-listers anymore, like Lacey Chabert, Alicia Silverstone was in one, Melissa Joan Hart, where you say to yourself, okay, maybe they're not going to be in the blockbusters anymore, but for this role, for being in Hallmark movies, they do a damn good job. And I feel like it's the same mindset when it comes to James Franklin. Like, maybe he's not going to be starring in blockbusters anymore, but you know what? He would be damn good in a Hallmark movie. I feel like that's, you know, for somebody who goes to like NC State or went to NC State, I would love to have James Franklin. I understand he can't win the big one, but I do think he is going to be a great find for someone. And maybe that someone is Virginia Tech, where he just landed.
I completely agree. I think that when this coaching cycle wraps up in college football this offseason, I think I can confidently say that James Franklin of Virginia Tech is going to be the number one in the power rankings for like how a team did in the offseason. Now, there could be a big surprise, like maybe Cignetti goes to Penn State, maybe Nick Saban comes back to LSU. Like, I don't think either of those things are going to happen, but it would take something like that for, I think, me to look at a school landing a better coach in their current situation than what Virginia Tech did. I think this is a home run hire. Like you said, James Franklin maybe couldn't win the big one. You know, maybe his time ran out at Penn State, but that still doesn't mean he's not a really good coach. That still doesn't mean he's not a terrific recruiter. And especially in the ACC, where Clemson certainly hasn't been the same team the last 5 or 6 years. Dabo can't figure out this NIL era. Florida State, super up and down. Miami can't ever win the big game. You know, it feels like they're always great at the start of the year and kind of fall off. And we'll see what Georgia Tech is doing with Brent Key and if he moves on. So ACC is going to be wide open. And Franklin kind of being on that, you know, mid-Atlantic, East Coast area, like he's right in the heart of where he loves to get all his recruits. So I think it's a slam dunk. And when Virginia Tech's rolling and when that place is winning football games, Lane Stadium is one of the best environments. We always think about Sandstorm at the beginning of games. So it is a terrific hire for Virginia Tech, Chelsea. And It's number one. Again, even if Kiffin goes to LSU, Florida, I still think Virginia Tech landing Franklin is a better hire for the Hokies. I think they nailed it. They couldn't have done any better than getting Franklin.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great get. And I do think that a lot of times people have short memories, and all they think of is this year at Penn State, but you've got to remember the place where Penn State was at when they hired James Franklin. And even when you go further back than that, like being here in Nashville, I think of James Franklin when he was at Vanderbilt. And like that is a very tough place. I understand Vanderbilt is flying high now, but they used to be the cellar dwellers of the SEC, and it's just hard to get recruits to a place that does not have the facilities or the money that some of these other programs have. But my one question mark on James Franklin is this, is that he used to be known famously, and he probably still is, as being a really good recruiter. Do you think any of that negates itself now that we're in the NIL era? Like, does that matter as much?
I mean, even he still showed like he's getting top recruits, and also he's been killing it in the transfer portal. Like, that's why so many people, myself included, love Penn State because of what a great job he did with roster retention this past year and then all the guys he was able to land in the portal. So I think Franklin's killing it. I mean, nowadays as a college coach, it's about the three main areas. You got to get guys out of high school, you got to get roster retention, and then you got to get guys out of the portal. Like, those are the three big things. And I think in the small sample size that we've gotten at Penn State, like, he's done a really good job of those three things, and I think he's going to do a really good job at Virginia Tech. And a bunch of coaches, you know, they're maybe good at, like, two of those areas. They're not as good as third. Maybe they're only really good at one area, but I think Franklin's solid at all three. So, again, that's why I still think in this day and age of college football, still a very good coach. I think a change of scenery is going to be really good for him. I love the fact he's staying on the East Coast. He's still got all these great recruiting connections and all these things. And players love him. You know, he might not win big games, but he does get a bunch of talent.
Yeah, David, I want to bring you in because I know you have all kinds of things to say because you're a Penn State guy. And I want to start kind of with dovetailing off of what PJ was saying, is that when James Franklin left Penn State, it felt like you saw so many testimonials of guys who really liked him. And like, it just feels like he is a well-liked guy, and all the players, you know, have all these glowing things to say about him. So do you think we're, you know, hyping up this hire too much? Or do you think as well that this is a great hire for Virginia Tech?
Oh, this is an absolute grand slam by Virginia Tech. Absolute grand slam. One of the things that I think appealed to James Franklin is, yeah, let's go to a lesser conference, because his goal, his biggest goal, is to be the first African-American head coach to win a national title. And where's the path easiest to get into the college football playoffs as in a Power Four conference? Probably the ACC. Because you never know from year to year, and look at the chaos that is the ACC this year. I mean, to me, it was a grand slam. The problem is now Penn State has to do something, and quickly, because he is a beloved coach. He is a player's coach. There may be, and I've heard rumors, a mass exodus of guys going into the transfer portal, because I think it'd be a different story if James Franklin had taken the job in like UCLA or something like that. Va Tech is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Penn State. You're not like traveling very far if you're a student. So, and most of those guys, like PJ said, are from that Virginia and East Coast area. So Penn State at this point has to make a decision, and make a decision quickly, so they can get a guy in there and try and fend off what James Franklin is probably going to try and do, and that's poach Penn State of a majority of the players that he recruited.
Yeah. David, have you heard any rumors or, you know, hot gossip about who Penn State might hire?
There are three names right now that I am hearing a lot about. First is Drinkwitz, the head coach from Missouri. Hartline, the offensive coordinator and number one recruiter in the nation from Ohio State. The problem with that is he's an Ohio State alum. I don't know if he leaves Ohio State to go to Penn State. And the third one, and the most interesting one, is Brian Daboll.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Even though Bill Belichick's not doing much to show that the NFL coaching pipeline to college is working out, but obviously that is a different situation. I think a lot of this will depend on where Lane Kiffin goes, because it does feel like he is the, you know, the one hire that I think everybody is waiting for.
Yeah.
But PJ, the problem is that Ole Miss is still playing meaningful games. And I do think Ole Miss, if they're smart, is going to offer him a lot of money, you know, to stay at Ole Miss because he's done great things for that program. But we do know that Lane Kiffin has some sentimental ties to the University of Florida. In fact, the reason that he wears a visor is because he grew up idolizing Steve Spurrier at the University of Florida. So there are several coaches who are in the running for the Florida job. We also have Kurt Cignetti, who didn't he just sign an extension? Yeah, he's not
he
in
did.
The running.
Yeah, Elko did too. At A&M.
Okay, so I read that wrong. These are the coaches who have signed extensions who are probably not going to Florida. So Mike Elko signed an extension at Texas A&M, Rhett Lashley at SMU, Matt Rhule at Nebraska. But we're still waiting on Lane Kiffin. And he is the favorite overseas, you know, at some of these books, to be the next head coach at Florida. PJ, do you think he goes to the Gators?
So you are right when you say that he is the top domino this offseason. I mean, he controls everything. Florida and LSU are going to wait as long as they have to. He's their top choice. I think he stays in Oxford. I think he stays with Ole Miss. I don't think he goes to Florida. I don't think he goes to LSU. I think he stays in Mississippi. I think the dark horse in all of this, and I don't think it'll happen, but if Alabama loses to Auburn in 2 weeks and Kellen DeBoer misses the playoff for the second straight season, I don't think they'll get rid of him. But just knowing that fan base, that he will be on the hot seat going into year three. And I think Kiffin to Alabama is something to potentially watch too. Like if Bama does lose, I think Kiffin maybe stays at Ole Miss and then see how year three plays out. And potentially, because he wants the Bama job. Like, that's the job that he really, really wants. So, I think he's waiting. And now that they lost to Oklahoma, and obviously the Iron Bowl of Jordan Hare is always tough, and that's always a close game. And year three, it could kind of be like the Brian Kelly LSU situation or Napier, where they're not going to get rid of him, but you know going into that next year, it's make or break. So, I think that's an interesting piece to watch in all of this as well. But I don't think he's going to Florida and LSU, and I've never bought it. You know, even though those jobs are better than Ole Miss, like, they're not monumental leaps, and he's done such a good job at Ole Miss, and you're still in the same conference, and you have so much job equity there. Like, I just don't think you go to a place like Florida or LSU where they're going to have to ask you to win right away, and with their track record of how quickly they've gotten rid of some of these coaches, I think he stays in Ole Miss, Chelsea. I really think Bama's the only job that he looks at where he would absolutely be willing to leave his current situation. And because now of how their season's looking and potentially what could unfold, I wouldn't put it past him that maybe he stays in Ole Miss for this next upcoming year and maybe see how the situation plays out, Bama.
I think what's different is that he's going to get a very large blank check from some of these schools. And that is going to be money that's going to be real tough to turn down if, you know, that's the ultimate goal for him. And here's the thing. I don't know if you remember this, but, like, loyalty has not been a trait associated with Lane Kiffin. Because, again, as somebody who lives in the state of Tennessee, Vols fans are not huge fans of Lane Kiffin leaving in the night for the job at USC.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, that was quite some time ago. It's just he is in such a position of power right now where so many schools are after him. But the gamble for the schools is this, is that, you know, they could wait around for Lane Kiffin to be available or, you know, for the season to be over, and then he stays at Ole Miss, and then, like, you've missed the boat on maybe some of these other, like, good up-and-coming coaches. So, like, if you're LSU, if you're Florida, do you explore other options right now, or do you just simply wait around and just kind of hope for the home run hire?
I mean, you're definitely exploring, you're definitely fielding phone calls, you're definitely trying to test the waters of these other coaches. I think Kiffin is the number one for both of those schools. But yeah, I mean, if there's another candidate out there that you really like and you feel like you're getting a good deal and he's 100% committed to you, I could see one of these teams pulling the trigger for sure and hiring one of those other coaches. So I mean, look, Kiffin's definitely the number one on both Florida and LSU's list, but again, I mean, they're going to be in the college football playoff, and they're not going to be able to hire him until the end of December, and there's going to be a lot of guys in the portal by then, and a lot of moving parts going on in college football, so they're really going to be behind the eight ball if they just sit around and wait, and if they don't really feel like they can get him, or if they really get the sense that he's staying at Ole Miss, I think there's a good chance that one of or if both of those schools decide to go in a different direction, hire another coach.
It's wild how the tables have turned, because wasn't Lane Kiffin once fired on the tarmac?
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah, USC, yep.
Like, what a wild turn of events to where now he's the most sought-after hire in college football, and once upon a time, it felt like the narrative on Lane Kiffin was that, like, he kept falling up. Like, do you remember that stretch where, like, how does he keep getting jobs? Like, it almost felt like similar to what we saw from... who was it? Cliff Kingsbury, mm-hmm. where he wasn't even good that great in college. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you the head coaching job of the Cardinals. And you're like, what? He wasn't even good in college. So I don't know. It's crazy how the narrative has changed on Lane Kiffin. And now he is going to be a very, very rich man, no matter where he chooses to coach. All right, coming up next, we got to get to some college hoops. The State Farm Championship gives us some great top 25 matchups. We'll give you our bets for both. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's talk some college hoops. It's that time of year. I know it feels like it might have crept up on us, but we already have some big time matchups tonight at the Champions Classic it's the Champions Classic, right? State Farm mm-hmm. Championship. I'm sure it's branded, but it's the Champions Classic at MSG. Michigan State facing off with Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. And we just had like a very in-the-weeds conversation about the two major sites that a lot of us use for handicapping college hoops. So if you're not somebody who follows college basketball that closely, this might be new information to you, but KenPom.com and Bartorvik.com are like the two sites that are great at, you know, finding analytics for shooting stats, for all of these numbers. If you're into numbers, like, go to those sites before you handicap some of these games. But how much do you lean on these this early in the season? Because as I look at, like, KenPom or whatever, and you're like, oh, this team has, you know, great shooting splits, you know, from beyond the arc. And then, like, some of these teams, you're like, wow, how many threes have they made this year? Like, you can count it on one hand. But, like, if you've only played four games, some of those stats, I feel like you don't necessarily throw them out the window, but I do think you take them with a grain of salt.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I don't put too much stock into these sites until we get into, like, conference play in, like, January and we have some real data on these teams. It's just too tough early on, you know? I mean, so much of it is based off of preseason ratings, and with the era that we're in now with the transfer portal and all these guys coming in, you're going based off of maybe their ratings and how they performed on other schools. But when you come into a new system and a new situation, like, your role could completely change. There's so many moving parts, so many different factors. So it's good to look at. I mean, certainly to get an idea of who is playing well, maybe who the metrics say are some of the top teams, at least coming into the country. But I mean, these metrics and ratings, Chelsea, are going to fluctuate so much, especially because the great thing about college basketball, like we're getting tonight, is these top teams do play each other. I mean, you get so many really good early season matchups in college basketball. So obviously all these head-to-head results that we're going to have are going to make these websites and these sites, they're going to move a ton. But yeah, like Kentucky before the Louisville game last week, they were the number one team on KenPom. And I saw that, and I was like, wow, we were talking about that game, we were previewing, and I'm like, Kentucky's the number one team on KenPom? Like, I like what they did in the transfer portal, too, but I don't think they're, like, they're better than Houston? They're better than Purdue? Like, I don't know about all that. So, obviously, they lose that game, and now they drop down to number four. So, yeah, it's things like that. So, it's tough. I mean, it's good to look at and good to keep an eye on and maybe see how far up or down teams move over a 2 or 3 week span. But yeah, I think just like, you know, these sites and everything, we're all trying to find out in real time how good these teams are. And certainly it'll be a good test tonight for Michigan State, Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. We'll find out a lot more about these teams after these games.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had some of the same thoughts as me, is that I did my preview and I tried to do my research on both these games just from a matchup standpoint, like reading some articles and kind of seeing like who's been the key position players, who's out, whatever. And so I was looking at these games and I felt like I saw these lines. I was like, huh, that's not what I thought the line would be. Like, so let's start with this Michigan State and Kentucky game. Kentucky laying 5.5. I think this is down to 4 in some spots, but at BetMGM I think it's still 5.5. So let me ask you, PJ, did you think this line was steep here? Think it's a lot of points for Michigan State to get in this matchup, or am I on the wrong side here?
Yeah, I thought, especially with the line movement, it opened up about 5.5, 6.5, and like you said, it's kind of moving down. It looks like it's back at 5.5 now, BetMGM, but it's -102 to Kentucky, so the line is moving more so towards 5, 4.5. It feels about right. The big thing I want to see with Kentucky, and we'll see if their big man, Jaden Quinton's, plays tonight, the transfer from Arizona State. The reason why so many people like Kentucky this year is because their defense on paper was supposed to be much improved. You know, they went and got Mo Diabate from Alabama, and they went and got Denzel Aberdeen from Florida. Quinton's, who I just mentioned. Like, they have some stud defensive players. But my big takeaway from that Kentucky-Louisville game is it just feels like it's the same Kentucky defense. And that's why coaching is so important in college basketball, because you can have great individual defenders, but if your coach just isn't a good defensive coach, like, it's going to be tough for them to reach their potential or how they were playing at their other stops. And I just kind of think that's what Mark Pope is. You know, he's a terrific offensive coach, and Kentucky's going to be an awesome offensive team this year. But I have real questions about their defense. And when you get in a game like this, when you're going up against the Tom Izzo team, where you know it's going to be a war, you know it's going to be physical, you know you're going to battle on defense, you know they're going to have to battle on the glass and rebounding, it's going to be a tough game. And in games like this, where tonight it's at Madison Square Garden, and it's a neutral site game, and in these type of early season matchups, in these type of high-profile games, you tend to lean towards the under, right? Because it's just like different shooting sites. You're in an NBA arena. It's neutral. So like all these different factors tends to lean towards the under. And if we're going to get an under type game, and I'm getting on paper probably the better defensive team, the better coach team, the better rebounding type team, then I would lean towards Michigan State. Michigan State wants an under type of game. Kentucky wants a game in the 90s on 100s. Michigan State wants a game in the 70s. So because the total is at 153.5, I mean, the Kentucky-Louisville total, Chelsea, we were talking about that game last week, that total was in like the 170s, right? So this total, we're getting in the 150s, 153. That, to me, is telling me that odds makers, bettors, they tend to see this as more of a Michigan State-type game. The fact that it's neutral site, I like that more for Michigan State. So I think Sparty's probably the play for me in this game. I like them plus 5.5. I think they're alive in the game as well. I would look at Michigan State plus the points against Kentucky tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I feel like it's a tough matchup for Kentucky just because, like you mentioned, it's kind of a clash of styles where Kentucky wants to run and gun. Michigan State wants to play in the half court. And we've already kind of seen, not exactly like a template game, but Michigan State has played somebody kind of similar in Arkansas. They won that game 66. Should be noted that it was a home game for Michigan State. But I will say, you know, Kentucky is like a better version of Arkansas, where Arkansas like has a few guys that are extremely athletic. Kentucky has like a whole roster of guys who are just like extremely athletic. And here's the thing, if Michigan State can hit like, I don't know, a couple threes, because this has been the problem for Michigan State so far this season. They're like 352nd in three-point percentage. But again, it's only been three games into the season. So you would think that there would be some like reversion back to the mean. And obviously that will help, you know, their game inside out, because so far it's been a team that certainly can crash the boards with Jackson Kohler. So I think that Kentucky is going to have their hands full down low, because this is a good team as far as post players go. But 5.5, I don't know, seems like too many points. But again, PJ, I feel like we both liked Kentucky. Who was it? Was it Louisville getting 5.5 against Kentucky? So I don't know.
Yeah, Kentucky was getting a lot of points in that game. Louisville was the right side the whole time, and again, I thought the Kentucky defense would be better in that game. I wasn't impressed with what I saw, so I think they're going to struggle again tonight against Michigan State, so I do like the Spartans. But for me, you know, I think this is more of a game I want to watch to see what Michigan State looks like, because Izzo's team doesn't have a ton of NBA talent, but they got Tom Izzo, and he's still one of the best, and his teams are always well-coached, and he, in this NIL era, it's like he's not trying to get the lottery pick. He's trying to get his kind of guys into the program, and that's what he's about. So, I think in a game like this, you know, I think Michigan State, I think it's a good matchup for them against Kentucky. But another good litmus test for the Cats, too, to see if their defense is much improved. Because ultimately, if they want to get to a Final Four, win a national championship, like a lot of people think they're capable of this season, they got to get much better on the defensive side of the floor.
Do you think coaching matters more this early in the season? Like, I almost feel like it's bookends, where it matters so much at the end of the year and at the first of the year, where you're trying to, you know, figure out rotations. And even if the chemistry is not there, like, the coaching is where you figure out what works sooner in the season. Like, do you think there's something to that? Because if you look at the coaching matchup, nothing against Mark Pope, but I do think that Coach Izzo looks like the better head coach in this matchup.
100%. No, it's a great point. For like you said, I mean, you got, you know, so many different moving parts with your roster. You're trying to figure out rotations. You also don't have a lot of film on these other teams, so you have to adjust on the fly. You got to adjust at halftime and at all these TV timeouts and all these little things. So coaching, definitely a massive part of all this. And Izzo is still, we talk about him, how great he is in March, you know, and this is going to feel like a tournament game tonight with this being neutral site at Madison Square Garden. There's going to be great energy. Kentucky fans always travel well. I think it's the best fan base in college basketball. Michigan State should have a great turnout as well. So it's going to have a tournament feel to it. And again, we talk about it all the time. When you get to March, not many coaches you want more than Izzo. So another kind of reason to pull from like Michigan State in the game tonight.
Yeah, I think I'll be on that side. The other big one tonight, number 24 Kansas against number 4 Duke. And this line is pretty high. Duke laying 11.5. It's 10.5 in some spots. But I think what this line says is that Darren Peterson's probably not going to play for Kansas, because that's the big question mark. He is one of their best players. People have compared his game to Kobe Bryant. But that's a big hole and big shoes to fill, especially when you're going against a Duke team that feels very well-rounded. And it feels like they've been off to a really hot start. You know, they have the Boozer brothers who are going to be exceptionally skilled down low. So I understand why Duke is favored. But let me ask about this line, PJ. Do you think much or do you like Duke here?
You know, these type of games are always so fascinating to me, Chelsea, especially when it's this early on in the season. And you're right, Darren Peterson is a stud, terrific player. If the NBA draft was tomorrow, I think he'd be the number one pick. I think he's that good. But we don't know like how valuable he is to the line, and we don't know how valuable he is to the spread. I think the market's telling you he's probably worth about 4 points because this opened up about 7.5. Maybe they had an idea he wasn't going to play, so maybe if he was playing, this line would be closer to like 6.5 or somewhere in that range. So maybe he's like worth 5 points to the line. At least that's what they think. I always like betting into these types of games, though. And I love doing this with the NBA, too, where when a star player is out, people just assume like that team is going to get rolled, you know? But so many times you see the role players step up and guys fill the shoes, or you see the other team kind of play down the level of their competition a little bit, or it's like, you know, oh, Darren Peterson's not playing tonight, so maybe this game isn't going to be as tough as we thought, like those kind of things. So, look, we just talked about the coaching in the first game. I mean, Bill Self is still really, really, really good, and he's going to have his guys ready, and I think they're going to have a good game plan without Peterson. 11.5 is a ton of points. Chelsea, Duke played Texas to kick off the season in Charlotte, and they were an 11.5-point favorite in that game. So now you're telling me Duke is the same, it's the same line without Darren Peterson against Kansas? Like, I can't buy that. Like, I just think this line is too high. So I think Duke wins the game, but I think there's such an overreaction to Peterson because of what a terrific player he is that people just think Kansas is going to suck without him and they're not going to be able to keep this within the number. I disagree. So I also like Kansas in the game. You know, I just, for me, like the fact that the Texas game is priced the same way that the Kansas game is, it would be Kansas or pass for me.
I think some of this is, maybe it's not because Kansas is a blue chip program as well, but I think people remember the Duke team from last year. Do you ever think this goes into college basketball numbers where it's like, okay, the books are going to put it a little bit higher because you have to pay a premium on some of these teams that people, like the casual bettor, knows is a good program? Like, again, Kansas is one of those programs too, but like Duke was so good last year and now they have the Boozer brothers. It just feels to me like it is a game that Duke should be favored, but maybe not by this many points.
Agreed. And to your point, even though, you know, Kansas is a blue blood, they're one of the top programs in the sport, they haven't really been that way the last few years. They won a national championship about 3 years ago, but ever since that, you know, they've kind of been like a 6 seed or they've been a 7 seed. Like, they really haven't been in the national championship picture all that much. And again, without Peterson, people are kind of viewing that the same way. Like, oh, this is kind of a Kansas team that's going to be middle of the pack in the Big 12 versus Duke, who's a championship contender. But I think you're right, Chelsea, it's a good point where people just think about the team last year. They think about the Boozer twins, and this Duke team is nowhere near what they were last year. They're good, but they're not nearly as good as that team. So, I think it's too many points. I'll be betting both games tonight so I can have action on both games and really lock in on these teams. And I think I'm riding with both dogs. I think I like Sparty and I like Kansas in this game against Duke.
Oh, I just saw where this tips off at 9 o'clock. What are we doing? Come on, man. I'll watch the first half because I do want to see Cameron Boozer play. Because, like, you read the articles on him and it just sounds like he is so skilled and technically sound, which makes sense, you know, when your dad played in the NBA. So I'm excited to see him play. I'm excited to see what Duke has, but maybe it'll be a little closer than this line indicates. All right, coming up next, back to the NFL. It's a teaser Tuesday. I'll give you my favorite teaser legs for this week in the NFL. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back on a Teaser Tuesday on the show. If you're new here, I do teasers every single week. And what you do is you get 6 points in your favor. I try to tease short dogs who I think that can win outright. And so you get, like, say, a 3-point dog, and you go through the key numbers of, you know, 3, you get 6, you get 7, all the way up to 9 points. Some weeks are easier than others, but PJ Glasser in for Jenks, I should say that. PJ, this week was tough. Like, usually I do one glance through the slate, and, like, I'll add them, you know, to the card, and I'm like, okay, that's a good one. That's a for sure. And you go down the slate, and you make your initial read, but this week I had to go through, like, 3 times. Like, I had to add teams that I did not love on the first glance, simply because, like, somebody had to be in the teaser. But PSA, this is not my favorite week for teasers in the NFL.
You know, I agree. And my initial thought was, like, it might be the kind of week to tease down, because we have, like, 3 or 4 games where the spread is, like, 6.5, 7, 7.5, and you tease those teams down, but there are probably going to be a couple upsets. So, you know, like, the Packers are -6.5 against the Vikings, so you tease them down. The Rams are 6.5 at home against the Bucks, you tease them down. But I don't know, you know, the way the Packers are playing right now, and it's just divisional game, that scares me. And then the Bucks is a big dog like that with Baker. That would scare me too. So I'm with you. And then there aren't a lot of dogs where I'm like, I want to tease them up, because it feels like they could be games where, like, if the favorite covers, they could just blow them out. So I agree with you, Chelsea. This is a tough week. I'm interested to see the 3 teams that you decided to roll with, because I don't know. Usually I like putting together a teaser every week as well. I just don't know if I'm going to do that this week. It's not. Honestly, I don't love the board this week in the NFL with the spreads themselves. So I don't really like too many teasers either.
I think the bottom line is just there's not that many teams you can trust in the NFL. Right? Like, hasn't that been the theme of this week? Is that we've been trying to find, like, who's in the circle of trust? So you look at the board and you're like, okay, who do I trust in, you know, for my teaser? And it just feels like there's very few teams. Even, like, some of the bad teams in the NFL, you can't trust them to be bad.
because they have such a wide array of outcomes. Like we were talking about the Jaguars, where it feels like the Jags either get like blown out by 20 or they score like 35 points. Like there's no in between. And like I made the mistake of putting the Falcons in a teaser once and they lost by 30 to the Panthers. So like some of those teams, I can't trust them to do anything because like for me, betting is who can you trust to be one thing? They either need to be really bad and you can trust that they're going to be bad every single week, or they need to be really good and you can trust that they can be really good every single week. And it just feels like we have very few teams that kind of fit that mold. So that's why teasers have been tough. And PJ, it's usually one team that ruins it for me. Last week, it was the Bucks. I had the Bucks plus 11.5 against the Bills in my teaser. Seahawks plus 8.5. That was a winner. They kept it close with the Rams. Ravens minus 2.5 over the Browns. That was a winner. So it was the Bucks that lost it for me. And they lost 44 to 32. So like that one was close. And it did feel like that was a winning leg for most of the game. Because Josh Allen didn't really decide to go off till the fourth quarter. So it's always somebody. That's why teasers are hard. Because it's basically like a parlay. And, you know, somebody is going to ruin it. So that's why I always say, who ruins my teaser? Because it's usually somebody.
That was tough. I mean, you like you said, that Bucks game, they were pretty much covering the 5.5 for a majority of the game. So for them to not even cover that bet, and let alone your teaser, and you're off by a point, that's tough. So the Ravens-Browns game we were talking about last week, and I told you I that game, you know, made me nervous. I thought Cleveland would play him tough. The Ravens win, but I didn't know by how many. So that was a good one to get that home. And then the Seahawks, I mean, they should have won that game. Darnold threw four interceptions, yeah, and they still had a chance to win it at the end. So that was a good call there with Seattle. They are just such a good road team. Their defense is so good. I mean, if they're ever a dog on the road, I think teasing them up is always a good move moving forward.
Yeah, I think the one lesson that maybe I should learn moving forward from that Bucks-Bills game is that don't tease against favorites that are capable of scoring 40 points. Because I already did this with the Lions. Like, I don't ever tease against the Lions just because their offense is so explosive that they're fully capable of putting up a 40 spot. So, obviously, points at a premium, you know, you need to keep have a team to keep it relatively close. There is certainly blowout potential with some of these high-octane offenses. And now I'm learning that obviously the Bills are one of those. I just thought the Bucks would keep it a little bit closer. All right, so it's time to see who ruins my teaser this week as we play Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, so I've already prefaced this by saying that it's a tough week for teasers. At least that's what I thought on my initial glance. But I'll say this, PJ. Sometimes the bets that you really love are the ones that lose, and sometimes bets that you don't even feel that great about, they're the winner ones. So we'll see how this one fares. So I'm going to give you my legs. We're going to start with a team that's looked like one of the best bets in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFL so far this season. Going to go the Patriots. So the line over at BetMGM's Patriots laying 7.5 on the road at the Bengals. So you tease that down to the Patriots laying 8.5 on the road. I don't know what else the Patriots have to do to prove it to us that they're a good team. Plus the Bengals, you know, dealing with all kinds of things. Jamar Chase suspended for this game. So I think they're going to have a tough time going against that Patriots defense. Next up, we're going to go the Colts plus 3. So that's the initial line. So we tease it all the way up to Colts plus 9. This is going to be a real litmus test for the Colts to see if they're truly a contender in the NFL. And they have played some good teams. Maybe I'm being a little mean on the Colts. But they have all these great numbers. We know the Chiefs tend to play in close games. But also the Chiefs are a team that, of course, you know, have great weapons. And it's not going to shock me if occasionally they have a blowout game. But we're going to go Colts plus 9. And then finally, I don't think there's going to be many points scored in this game. There is a reason that the total is 37 between these two god-awful offenses. So I'm going to go Browns plus 9 at the Raiders. Don't know if you tuned in to see the Raiders offense last night, but boy, was it terrible. And honestly, I don't think it's going to get better when you're facing a Browns defense that is pretty damn good. So I'm going to go Browns plus 9. So PJ, here's the teaser. Patriots minus 1.5 over the Bengals. Colts plus 9 against the Chiefs. Browns plus 9 on the road at the Raiders. Who ruins my teaser?
I think it's going to be the Indianapolis Colts. That would be the leg that worries me the most, because the Chiefs this season, all five of their wins have been by 13 or more points. So when they've won, they've actually won pretty convincing, and they've won by double digits. And of their five losses, all of them have been by one possession. We talked about how great the Chiefs have been forever in these one-score games. They're 0-5 this year in one-score games. Three of those losses have come by 3 points. So I never do this, and I know it's frowned upon. I like the game, but I would actually flip it and go Chiefs plus 3. Because I like them to win, but I think at the chance that they lose, you get them at the key number at 3, and it feels like when the Chiefs lose, they lose by 3, like they did against Denver on Sunday. So, I don't know, backs against the wall. The Colts, you know, we talked about them yesterday as being a fraudulent team. That just feels like a game where Daniel Jones is going to struggle against Spags. And again, like the Chiefs, they have not been good in one-score games, so I think the sense of urgency for them to step on the gas and try and blow out Indy is certainly going to be there. But if they lose, like, it's going to be close. They're not going to get blown out by the Colts. So I like the game, and it's something I never do, but I actually kind of think teasing the Chiefs through 0 and making them plus 3 would be the way that I go. I like your Patriots leg, and I like the Browns as well. Again, offense going to be tough to come by in the Raiders and Browns game. That Browns defense is excellent, so they should keep within the number. And then especially without Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, the only chance the Bengals had in that game was to outscore New England, and they're going to have a tough time doing that without one of the top wide receivers in the NFL. So Pat's leg I like, Browns leg I like, but I'd make the Chiefs plus 3. So what do you think? Even though I know it's frowned upon, can I convince you to flip the Colts plus 9 to Chiefs plus 3?
No, you may not. And I feel like not only is it frowned upon, gambling Twitter would throw tomatoes at you, PJ. Or at least they'd throw tomatoes at me if I tease through 0. Honestly, I think if that's your read, just play the Chiefs. You know, like, don't put it in a teaser. Just play the Chiefs, you know, minus 3. Like, you know, obviously it's still at a key number. But if that's your read there, I think you just, you know, play that game by itself. Because not everything is a good teaser leg. I do think there are some other candidates. Like, let me throw you these two honorable mention bets. And I think you mentioned them when we were talking about this. So instead of the Colts, you could replace that game with either the Steelers plus 9 against the Bears or the Packers laying a half point at home against the Vikings. Would you trade either of those? And which one would it be?
Yeah, it would be the Steelers. I like that one as well at plus 9. I mean, look, the Bears, they're 7-3. They're obviously having a great season, but I mean, every team they've beaten is not a good team, and they're not winning these games convincingly. All these games are close. They beat Dallas by 17, but since then, they beat the Raiders by 1, Commanders by 1, Bengals by 5, Giants by 4, Vikings by 2. Like, every Bears game is close. It comes down to the wire. And with the Steelers needing that one, you know, it just feels like a kind of game that's going to come right down to the wire. So I think that's a close game, even with Mason Rudolph in there between those two teams. I think Steelers plus 9 is a good look. So if I were to make a teaser this week when you were going through your team, Steelers plus 3 would have been one of my top choices. Or Steelers plus 9, yeah.
I think what scares me about the Steelers and Mason Rudolph is that Mason Rudolph is a good backup quarterback, but I think the situation needs to be better. Because, like, the Steelers' defense has not been trustworthy this year. Like, it's wild. They have all these big names, but, like, the defense has not kept them in games. In fact, it's lost them games. So I think you get a backup quarterback and a defense that I don't trust, like, that's not a great recipe for success. But I do agree with you in that there's going to be a regression for the Bears. So, like, maybe that's where the plus 9 comes in. Because, again, Steelers don't have to win the game. They just need to keep it close. What about the Packers? Like, why do I feel so iffy about them just winning a game at home over the Vikings? Is that crazy?
Divisional matchup, and I mean, they lost at home to the Panthers, right? It's 14-point favorites. Ugh. So, I mean, and then we saw them against the Eagles. That was 10-7. Their offense, yeah, I'm with you. I just get a funny feeling about that game. They should win, but I wouldn't touch the Packers.
All right, after the break, our big takeaways from last night's Cowboys rout over the Raiders. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.